Hi, I'm Charmaine, and welcome to the Love of Self podcast, where we delve into the emotional aspects of finding love for self. Today, I would like to talk about strength. When I go into what strength means to me, I often will think about how strength appears to a lot of us and what strength feels like. I often also will consider why strength is necessary in my life. I find a lot of the time strength came from pain and hurt. There were often times where I had to pull strength in to my circumstance. I felt the need to be strong or to appear strong after going through something. I think that is a very interesting concept to develop, that there's a or at least there can be a ignition, a snap, a switch in thinking that goes from feeling pain, feeling hardship, feeling anxiety, feeling loss, and there becomes an ignition through that hurt, oftentimes, that one point to the other of feeling pain to then feeling, I must be strong, I must do something, I must act, I must confront. It takes leadership to have strength. It takes leadership within yourself. It takes gumption. A lot of the times, I feel like we can appear strong when we're satisfying our ego. I feel like it's easy to appear strong in that energy. But I can often appear strong but feel the complete opposite. I think I would rather feel strong than appear strong. I have to ask myself, is inner strength the real, true strength? What does it take to have the internal strength within yourself? Sometimes it seems like the appearance strength satisfies everybody else but me. But when I'm internally strong, when I feel strong within myself, when I feel balanced between my emotions and my actions, when I feel aware of what I feel, who I am, and how I behave, when all of that is aligned within each other, thinking about, for example, the recent rap battle with Kendrick Lamar and Drake. And it kind of started out with J. Cole's response or lack thereof. And I remember seeing messages saying that he was weak, J. Cole was weak for not responding in the typical way of how the rap culture tends to respond to things like this. And I remember thinking, why do people think this is weak? Why does a person standing up for what they intuitively feel is not gonna be in a good energy? Why does having the foresight to see how it's problematic and deciding to not participate in the behavior, why is that seen as weak? Especially for a person who's within the culture and understands the backlash that he's going to get from speaking his truth. But still stands for what he feels is best for him. Why is that not strength? Why is that not seen by the masses as a strong response? Strong in standing in your truth, in spite of the negativity, in spite of the backlash, in spite of all of the people not understanding why you're not towing their line that they put in front of you. To me, that's being profoundly strong in my eyes. I understand also how if someone were to counter my view on that, could be like standing up for yourself, showing everybody what you could do is also strong. And I could see that being true in some instances. But if you know it's not your real state of emotion, which that's what it seemed to be for his, in his case, with, you know, what he stated, his public statement that he made about it, it just seemed to be that he just did what he felt was right. It didn't feel right. And so he stood on that. And that is strength too. For me, that's even more strong than falling in line with the maniacal ego. I think the inner strength that we all possess takes awareness. It takes a massive amount of endurance, of pain. It's that spark within us that ignites our strength's discovery, as well as its warranted behavior. Strength comes to the forefront of all of our survival at some point, but it can easily become a slippery slope of standing up for yourself on one end to maniacal tyranny. I believe that the awareness within me
from being hurt in some way.
But my awareness is my light to where my strength leads me. Where I pick myself up to move in a direction towards my best state. Thank you all for taking these few moments to listen to me. I greatly, greatly appreciate you. So, what do you think about what I have to say about strength and how I view strength? How has strength benefited you? And how has it hurt you? What ignites your needs to both feel strong and or appear strong?
Should strength be your guide in how to handle yourself? If so, why? And how? Should we at times let our ego dictate our appearance of strength? If so, how would it benefit? Is it always worth it? If you're interested in sharing your thoughts, please comment or email me at theloveofselfpodcast@gmail.com. If you like this content, please remember to like. If you think someone else may like it, please share it with them. And remind yourself, if you'd like to hear future content, to follow or subscribe. Please remember, I'm not a therapist. I wish you all love, peace, and joy always. Until next time.